There's some good news this morning on that huge cargo ship, the Ever Given, that's been blocking the Suez Canal for almost a week. And based on what we've been hearing from an official of the Barbados Shipping Association, there's some relief here this morning as well. This is the latest development.
We've heard from Osama Rabia, the chairman of the Suez Canal Authority, who says that the stern of the ship, which was just 4 meters away from the west bank of the Suez Canal, has now been shifted 102 meters away.
Over 400 vessels have been waiting to get through the canal, and our shipping association source told us last night that their concern was over whether the crisis would continue for another 3 days. That was seen as putting some pressure on those local businesses that are awaiting goods from China on the Ever Given and the other vessels that have been reluctant to take the more costly and more treacherous alternative route around Africa. This British businessman's company has several containers on the ship.
We had 20 containers on board, ranging goods inside, ranging from vinyl flooring through to foodstuffs, pump parts. Now, of course, our clients have been ringing up worrying when they're going to actually get their container. I mean, this is very good news this morning. We're all smiling now because it looks like it's going to be unblocked and the ship will be moving again.
It is expected to take 3.5 days to clear the backlog of vessels. This man, who works with a company that provides software for procurement to more than 1,000 companies, was asked how the crisis impacts on the modern practice of getting goods just in time, that is, just when customers demand them.
A lot of companies are now thinking, has the pendulum swung too far with the just-in-time approaches? Organizations that we work with are increasingly looking for that sweet spot between just-in-time efficiency and just-in-case resiliency. One thing they are doing is looking at building optionality within their supply chains, whether it is alternate modes of transportation, alternate sources of supply that are closer to them, establishing diversity in terms of their production base and the distribution options as well. The other thing that companies are doing now is leveraging technology to deal with disruptions such as this, applying AI-powered algorithms and what we refer to as supply chain digital twins, a digital replica of the physical supply chain. Use that as a bit of a simulator to stress test your supply chain in a virtual environment and then be able to apply those lessons and learnings in the real supply chain as well.
For one thing, though, the impact of the Suez crisis on the world crude oil market has not been as bad as some might have expected.
So far, the market response is modest, I would say. Mm. And I think that's primarily because this is a bigger issue for getting oil into Europe than it is anywhere else in the world. And the continental European economy is still quite sluggish because they are so far behind on the vaccine rollout and dealing with this third COVID wave, which is limiting economic activity. And I think that is the primary reason we haven't seen the kind of price response in the oil market that you would expect with this situation.
Sam Coviano is a former merchant mariner who has traveled around the Suez Canal several times. Mr. Coviano was asked for his assessment of what went wrong.
There's two conflicting stories right now. So the port agent and the Suez Canal Authority reported that the Ever Given had lost power, that the ship went dark. That was the exact quote they used, meaning that they lost propulsion and they lost the ability to steer. And once that happens in that narrow part of the channel, the ship will eventually veer. And looking at the track, because all vessels have these AIS transponders, she hit the bank going at about 13 knots, so quite a clip of speed. And when she hit the eastern bank, her stern kicked out to the west, and that's how she's positioned right now, kind of across the canal, with her stern along the western bank and her bow firmly lodged into the eastern bank. Now, Evergreen is saying something different. They're saying that natural causes, there was a sandstorm, wind, is the issue that pushed her. And this has going to have a lot to do with after the fact insurance. If Evergreen can show that this is a natural act, they will not be responsible for insurance claims against them. If it's a mechanical failure that can be traced back to Evergreen, then Evergreen lines may become susceptible to lawsuits for vessels not getting to berth on time.
Salma Coviano, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.